You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome everyone to episode 11 of the Oilfield Index. Got the name wrong there.
It's got the name wrong by now. It's probably 11 times you've had a chance to.
I know, but it's the Firmino number. It's the Firmino number. As you can tell,
as well as we start, hasn't it?
Yeah, Ramadan Kareem to all of the fasters out there. As you can tell, I'm fasting, so as I can't really count past.
I'm not
seven. Yeah, we have.
I'm not fasting. Do you want me to talk about water?
Yes, we have Sammy, who is not a religion breaker. He's actually 4 hours ahead of us. Four?
3 hours.
3 hours. I told you I'm not good with figures.
10 past 10 over here. I've had my food. I've had my water. I've coffee. Oh, it was yummy, guys. It was yummy.
I've got 2 hours to go, and I'm literally drooling at a television advert of cat food. I've got Kareem with us, who in London.
Indeed.
And we've got also Suf joining us finally in London as well.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Slightly more enthusiastic than Kareem. How's everyone doing? How's the fasting going? Sammy, you're loving it because you're eating. Kareem and Suf, how's it going with you guys? Enjoying it?
Given that I've been spiking temperatures of 38.5 in the last 24, 48 hours and had a bit of a shocker over the weekend being on call with the events that happened in London, it's not been the best few days of my life, I'm not going to lie. But let's hope that I take the hasad and the goodness comes to Liverpool next season.
The hasad or the sawab?
Surely sawab, right?
Really?
You want good to come to Liverpool, right?
Yeah, no, I take the hazard.
Oh, you take the hazard. Okay, it's fair. It's noble of you. Your weekend was spent saving lives. Mine was spent watching football. I went to Cardiff, watched the Champions League final. It was all right. Not as good as it should have been. But yeah, it was all right. Ended up fasting a quarter to one. Breaking my fast a quarter to one, basically, because I totally forgot about it. Had 2 dates in my pocket. As opposed to 2 dates on my arm, and basically...
No, I don't think that you actually fasted on Saturday.
I do, man. I was fasted. I just fasted.
I swore.
You did, because you swore at me.
Yes, we're not going to bring that up. You now. But yeah, anyway, I didn't eat until really late, and basically it was really hard, and the game was really anti-climax after the second half. But you were saving lives and I was saving face. Suf, do you do anything exciting since I last saw you or last chatted to you?
No, just been traveling for work. Ramadan kicked in and now I'm just losing weight by the minute, really. So that's about it. But I'm ready to talk football.
Yeah, let's go football. Let's go football. We finished fourth, which is kind of our minimum expectation, I guess. So, let's review the season, like, quickly.
Wasn't my minimum expectation.
Okay, you can start. Go. How do you think the season went?
Really disappointed. I think fourth was a terrible result. I think given that we weren't in any competitions but the league.
Capital One, thank you for that.
Well, okay. So what did we make for that semi? Was it the semi? I can't remember. But we weren't in the FA Cup. We had basically nothing else to concentrate on whilst all of the others did. And you know, I just don't. I'm disappointed with fourth. I think we should have been put a much stronger challenge in.
Anybody disagree? I agree with that, to be fair. But the way the season was going in February, I would have taken fourth in February.
I think at the start of the season, right, after our transfer dealings of last summer, I think if you go back and listen, I think we probably all would have taken fourth because we made a profit in the transfer window. Yeah, we've gone up four places in a tough, tough league, right?
Okay, so you're saying different things. I mean, would I have taken fourth at the beginning of the season? Yes, definitely. And I'm happy with that. But on reflection now that we've finished and I'm looking back as to how the season's gone, I'm absolutely livid that we've dropped the points against the Bournemouth and Hull and Swansea and God knows what. And given that we had nothing else to concentrate on, I think we've let ourselves down. I think fourth is just not good enough.
Okay. You go into a game, right? Let's just take the season and compress it down into any individual football match, right? And what happened was at the start of the game, players coming out of the tunnel, we said to each other, you know what? We'd take a draw. We'd be happy with a draw out of this game, right? And a draw is basically fourth, top four. And we started off really well, you know, we scored. And then just after halftime, they came back, they scored twice. And in the last 5 minutes, we scored again to make it 2-2. So we came out of that game, despite having played really well at either end of the game. We had a poor patch in the middle, but we came out with what we intended to achieve. So we achieved that. So whilst we shouldn't be over the moon and we shouldn't be celebrating, we should say, actually, job done. That's what we wanted.
We're not there yet, though, right? You know that, of course. You know there's a playoff game.
We said top four, right? That's what we wanted.
Well, top four equals Champions League, though, right? None of us would want, we all want Champions League, right?
I think if you're realistically evaluating the season, I think our start enhanced people's expectations. But realistically, that squad, I think fourth you would have taken definitely beginning of the season. I think even during the season, once Mane went to the African Nations at Christmas time, you would have taken fourth.
Yeah.
I think maybe up until November, you were probably thinking, oh, maybe we could challenge for the league. But I think once Mane went to the African Nations and the decline that happened with Coutinho's injury, with Coutinho being out as well, you just realize how thin it is. It's bare bones squad. I think fourth is probably, it's overachieving a little bit as well. I think we have the sixth, maybe seventh best squad in the league. So to get fourth is good. So I'm happy that we made it to Champions League. I mean, I think at the beginning of the season, we were all thinking, oh, we might actually challenge for the league this year. We've got the manager. We're only in three competitions, but yeah, I think that was
just. I don't think any of us thought we would be challenging for the league.
A lot of Liverpool fans did. A lot of Liverpool fans did.
You looked at what Chelsea had done, what City had done, what United had done in the transfer window, and what we had done, and everyone was like, you know what, mate, it's been average transfer.
When you walk away from Stamford Bridge with a victory and you're sitting at the top of the table and your team is blowing every other team out of the water, you think to yourself, this might be our season. Klopp's he'd had nine months to implement his mentality, his tactics, and it's starting to show. And not just us, the pundits thought we'd be challenging for the league. They all started singing our praises because we were literally crushing teams. Teams can play against us. So I think you have to say people did genuinely think at that point Liverpool could be challenging this season.
Yeah, at that point, I thought we'd be challenging. And again, sorry to pull you back on the same thing. I mean, I'm not trying to be pedantic, but we have achieved our expectations. Our expectations at the beginning of the season was to make the top four, and we've made the top four. That's great. But my analysis of it is in hindsight, on reflection, on looking back as to how the season's gone. We weren't in three competitions. From the new year, we were basically in only one. We've had nothing else to concentrate on, and we capitulated against the teams where we should have been bringing in the points. And I don't know at what point you want me to start mouthing off like I do every time, because I know the reason why this happened as well. It's because of our defense. But I'll leave that to when you invite me to start mouthing off.
We'll get to
but
that.
Sammy, we were capitulating from the very beginning of the season. Let's be honest. Let's make no mistake. We performed really well September, October, and November. But Arsenal, you know, they could have easily equalized in that first game of the season. And remember what happened in the second game of the season? Burnley. We lost 2-0 to Burnley, second game of the season, you know? So we always had it in us to collapse. We always had it in us to have a leaky defense and to drop points left, right, and center. And it only really began to show when our attack was weakened, essentially, with Coutinho's injury. And it actually all started when Coutinho and Firmino went to Brazil, and there was that tragic accident in Brazil, and they never came back all guns blazing. They never came back on top of their game.
Are you talking about a Chapecoense thing?
Yeah, exactly. But, I think that really affected them.
I mean, I think was it January and February or just January? It was January and February we had the bad run. I think we were all, I see what Sammy's saying, we should have done better, because if you look at Chelsea, but Chelsea probably have a better base squad.
Their squad's a lot better than
yeah, they squad. Didn't need that much. I mean, they also had a new manager came in and they didn't really have to tinker that much with their squad, so they've got a better base. So, I mean, were we ever going to finish ahead of Chelsea? Probably not. Were we ever going to finish ahead of Spurs? Probably not. I would have liked to finish third for me. Because fourth means we've still got to hang around until August before we know who we're going to play. And thank God we're seeded as well, because we would have been in deep trouble if we weren't seeded. If results hadn't gone the way it did on the last day of the season, we would have ended up looking at the likes of Sevilla. And you know what they did to us last year. But, yeah, we've got to wait.
He's going to be playing against us now.
Is that confirmed, is it? But then the Dortmund move. I heard rumours, but he's a fool anyway.
I think it has been confirmed. I think so. But, you know, if we play against Balotelli at least, then he definitely was going to score and knock us out. Definitely.
Yeah, you can see it. But there's some other tricky teams as well, right, from what I remember. I can't remember offhand the team. I mean, Sporting Lisbon or one of them. There's a trip to Moscow. Nice, obviously, and Hoffenheim. They're the four that I can remember off the top of my head, and then there's some other teams. So, I mean, it's still tricky. That's why I think Klopp wants to get his signings done quite early, I think. So, in terms of, so who do you say you're...
Do you think people aren't going to commit to signing until we're through?
I think the owners might not necessarily commit the full whack until they sign. That's what I think as well. I mean, it's perfect business sense, as well as, I mean, Klopp wants his players early to be ready to be focused for the, for that actual game. So he's hit the ground running. But, we'll see. I mean, I don't know. But who do you think's your, are we going to dish out awards or are we going to player of the season? Who do you say your player of the season is?
Mane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think.
It's got to be Mane.
Unanimous, bloody hell. Most improved player of the season.
Mignolet.
Yeah, throughout the season.
God, I'm going to say
again.
I'm going to say Mignolet as well. Suf.
I'm going.
Maybe Suf would say Chan because you were so.
Chan turned it around last 2 months, but I think most improved, I'd say Lallana. I didn't think he was performing at a level at the beginning of the season.
Most improved until January, then he got his big fat contract. He did nothing from January onwards.
But it's true, but he improved his game to a level that I never thought he had.
Yeah, to be fair, while he was trying to obtain his new contract, he played at levels that even I was walking off the pitch going bloody hell.
Yeah, that was kind of mind-blowing. I mean, with Mignolet, I've always known he's an amazing shot stopper. My question marks were more about his crossing and his ability, his collecting crosses and all that. And he's improved that, which is nice, but it's only one aspect. I think with Lallana, I saw more of an overall improvement. I mean, even his pressing was more sort of to point. He was long-range shots, goals, assists. I just didn't think he had it.
Okay, fair enough. Trying to think what disappointment of the season. That's so easy for me.
Disappointing. The disappointing player.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too easy.
That's good. Lovren for me, without any shadow of a doubt.
It's the same thing every year. Lovren.
Lovren for me, without any shadow of a doubt. And for him to get 100k a week by the end of it, it's just an insult.
I was hoping they were going to sell him this summer.
I was hoping they were going to give him away, actually, not sell him.
I was hoping we'd get 10 million for him or something. We'd sell him to like a Stoke or something.
So in that case, let me flip it a different way. Then a player who you expected more from and is disappointing, maybe that's probably a
bad Emre Can for me.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not going to say that because I'm going to say because he was carrying an injury, and when he got off the injury, he carried us through. I think he was a major, major factor in carrying us over the line to the haloed Champions League playoff.
Was he still injured in January, February? Because he was going to help us then.
Apparently, what's his name said he was, though. I'm only going by what Klopp says, and I don't know if Klopp is saying it is to stick up for the player, but he looked like he was carrying, well, he was saying that he was carrying a calf injury, and I agree with you. His performances in January and February were symptomatic of the whole team as a whole, but he looked like he was carrying a bit of timber. He wasn't as mobile as he was. Mm. And, I mean, again, I mean, for me, I would say disappointment this season is Henderson for me. Only because I'm only using the factor of Chan. I'm giving Klopp the benefit of the doubt on the chart. I know you, and we've had numerous talks about Chan, but he did show it all. He did show a lot in the last 6 to 8 weeks for me. So,
yeah, oh, no, actually, know, that's a bit harsh. He's missed half the season.
You reckon Henderson? So in that case, I'll go to Divock Origi then. If you're going to say harsh on Henderson,
yeah, I think Divock Origi is a good shout. And the other potential, you could say Klein.
Yeah, Klein has been in decline.
Klein has been very disappointing, particularly in the latter stages of the season.
If you're comparing his performance to our expectations of him.
What about my pun, man? He's been in decline? No, move on.
Doesn't work. Sorry.
Don't do that.
Right, we're all different, actually. I know. We're all different and interesting. So Klein, Origi,
yeah.
Chan, and who's the four?
Klein again.
So the thing is, our biggest weakness all season has been defence.
Yeah, it's interesting that we're picking players. All our weaknesses are either the defensive midfielder position or the defenders.
Well, and Origi. So that's why I think Origi shouldn't be one of them, because scoring has not been a problem for the team. It's been a problem for the individual, but not for the team.
Okay.
Defending has been a problem for the team. So the people that we relied upon, such as Klein, who we relied upon more than probably any other player, him and Milner, was the most disappointing.
So has Klein been a bigger disappointment than Milner for you?
Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely for me. I mean, listen, Milner's done a shift. He's not a left back.
How long are we going to say that, though? How long are we going to say that, though? For it's been, what, 2 years now we're saying that? Or is it 1 year? I can't remember.
For as long as he does it. I mean, you know, you put the boy in somewhere where he doesn't play, and he's turned up week in, week out, and he's done the job to the best of his abilities. I mean, there's no point comparing him to left backs.
I'm not. I just think he's part of, I think, coupled with the decline of the decline of Klein on the other side, it's emphasised how bad he is this year. But then he's not a disappointment. We kind of know what we get.
Emphasised how bad he is at what? At being a left back.
Yeah.
Well,
there's only so much. That's not fair.
It's like sticking him in goal and saying, "Oh, Mignolet was better."
Right? Can I say something? Right? If he's had 2 years at this, right? Footballers have got his only job is to learn how to be a left back, man. I don't subscribe to this.
That's far too harsh.
I'd say that's harsh after 1 year, but this is two seasons in, right? I mean, learn to cross with your left. I mean, do I live in a world where I think footballers should be able to cross with both feet, given the fact that all they do during the day is practice, right?
Don't be stupid.
No, I think actually your left foot and your right foot and your right-handed left hand, you can't. That comes from your centre of your brain.
I disagree because Mike. I'm going to sorry to use this person's name on the pod while we're fasting. You're the only one who can swear about him. But Michael Owen, when he first came, you can swear away now, but alone in the sorry, which basically means I can't say anything because I'm fussing. But Michael Owen, when he first came on the scene, said one of his weaknesses was his heading, and one of his weaknesses was his left foot, and he worked on it in training. Boom, 2001 FA Cup final, goal scored the winning goal against Arsenal, left foot, and he scored numerous headers. He worked on his things. I'm just saying he should be able to improve.
So he did that as a 17, 18-year-old.
He was no. He did that as a when did Owen come on the scene? When did Owen come on the scene?
97, 98.
So 2001. So he's had 4 years of it. But I mean,
okay. So he was 20, 21. This guy's 30, 31 years old. Milner. He's been doing the same thing for his entire career.
He hasn't been doing the same thing. He's been a utility player all his career, right? He's played at right back for City.
Milner's been playing in that position, in that inside right midfield position, since he was 16 years old. He was starting for Leeds when he was 16, if you remember, right? He was starting.
He also played for Newcastle as fullback. He played for City as fullback when they were trying to shoehorn him in, when he couldn't get into the midfield. The only reason he got into centre midfield in his final year at City is because they were rubbish.
Had him all on the right side, though.
He was wing back. He was never full back.
Still,
all at the right side.
Not being able to cross with the left foot, man, it's criminal. It's only
okay. Risa basically didn't have a right foot.
But he played on the left. He played on the left. Yeah, he was able to cross on his left. But that's his position to cross on the left.
I'm not saying which side they're playing on. I'm saying it's not unremarkable for a player to be very one-footed, and especially if that player has been playing on the right side in the same position, relying on his right foot for his entire career, to expect him to all of a sudden, age 30, 31, to become left-footed, right, is unrealistic.
I'm not saying become left-footed, I'm saying cross with his left. I think you guys are being a bit too Ramadan forgiving.
I'll give you 1 week to write your name with your left hand. Got 1 week to practice.
Okay.
And then show us it next week. I bet you can't.
Can he have a week to learn how to write his name with his right hand?
Yeah, exactly. That was going to be my first thing.
Actually, you've got to figure out how to spell it first. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And also, having doctors on here, basically, doctors are the worst writers anyway. Sometimes I wonder if you guys can write with your right hand or your left hand. You're so ineligible.
I can't write. I type though now.
Okay. But yeah, all right, go on. So I think for me, just Milner's ineptitude or his weaknesses have been magnified by Klein's lack of his decreasing lack of ability. I can't say decline Klein every 2 minutes; it's too much of a tongue twister. His decreasing ability as the season's gone along. So Klein's always been horrendous crossing the ball.
So rather than maybe focus on individual players. Do you think that we should do a player rating of the whole squad?
Okay, let's do that then. Do you have the squad in front of you? It's going to be the first 11 or could be here forever, right? Or you mean just an overall squad? You can tell we've prepared this.
Just run through them. Carrius. 3 out of 10.
Okay, so going through the numbers, right?
You've got that in front
Number
of you.
Number one, Carrius.
Six.
What? That's generous.
It's Ramadan, man. Although that'll be tested when it gets to Lovren.
He was rubbish, man.
I don't think he got enough. I don't think he got enough games. Games as a keeper.
Yeah, so that's why I'm giving him a six, because he kind of had a good game in the Carling. What was it? The Capital one. He played well in it, and he didn't. He got taken out the firing line because of the Carragher Neville Klopp spat or whatever it was. So that's why I'm thinking there might be a keeper in there, so I don't want to, I think.
Go on then. Okay.
I'm going five.
Fine. Number two, Klein. I've gone three already.
Oh, right. So
you, Klein, three. You guys are being harsh on Klein.
No. Carrius was three.
Oh, Carrius was three. Carrius was five.
Five. Okay, Klein.
Five.
Six for me.
Okay, you know who our number three is?
Sacco. I'll give him a 10. Yeah.
I'll give him an 11.
I give him a -1.
Listen, I'm waiting for a...
Based on Crystal Palace performances.
You'd probably get an eight. Yeah.
Listen,
mate.
Do you remember when we came up at Euston? The other day.
Oh yeah, and there was the Jordan, Simon Jordan, the Crystal Palace.
Yeah, chairman. And there's the and there was a Palace supporter with a Sacco written on his back shirt. I mean, is that something that I've seen before? Someone actually having a shirt with someone who's on loan?
Paul Ince did it before he joined Man United. He was pictured in a Man United shirt. I don't know. That's not even relevant, is it?
No.
Sorry.
That's what I'm saying. Have you ever seen a fan?
No.
Wear someone on loan's name on his back?
No. But then Palace fans aren't exactly the brightest anyway, so.
I think it's because Saka is awesome.
I think we could be here forever if we go through every player, so I think one of us picks a player each.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, because.
Fair enough.
Who's number four?
Who's gonna have the pleasure of marking Lovren?
Who's number four? That was Colo Torre, wasn't it?
It was Torre, wasn't it? Yeah.
Colo.
Who's five?
Wijnaldum.
I've
given him an eight. I'll give him an eight.
Six is harsh. No, I'm just going for the numbers.
Oh yeah, okay. So go for it. Yeah, exactly. We don't actually each have to do it. So well, number six is Lovren. Go on. Number six.
He gets a two because he's a shocker. Let's go.
One out of ten for me.
Yep.
Seven, Milner. Hatton, what are you going to score him as low?
Five.
Seven for me.
Seven for me. I said his number, yeah. Not his smock, right?
Right. Eight, Gerrard. Nine. Have we got a number nine?
No, but no, not yet. And no, we have. Hang on, we haven't.
No, we don't.
No, we don't, do we?
No. It was Benteke, wasn't it?
So three of our major numbers don't have players.
Give it time.
Okay, Coutinho.
Eight. No, actually, no. You know what? Seven, actually.
No, I'll give him an eight. Yeah, he lulled after his injury, but you know, when he's on the game, he's on it. It's just awesome.
Yeah.
Firmino.
Seven.
Eight.
Seven.
There's no point in doing 12 as Gomez. Nobody cares about him anyway. He's average.
Okay. Do we have a 13, Manninga? Brilliant.
Yeah, he was amazing. Not bad for a ginger. I would say 13.
He's retired now.
Henderson's
an interesting one, actually, because I hate him. I've never liked him as a player, but I think he started playing well at the start, but this injury thing's a problem. So when Alex Ferguson said he didn't want to buy him because of his running action, and it would lead to injuries, it turned out that the purple-nosed expletive was actually correct. This heel thing's worrying, man. It's both heels, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I don't think that Henderson should be our captain going forward.
Yeah, I don't think.
We cannot rely on it.
Exactly.
Forgetting everything else, forgetting leadership qualities and actual ability to play football, he's just unreliable.
So who's our captain then?
Emre Can.
Okay. Virgil van Dijk. Oops, is he signed? Oops. You can't really bring him in as a captain though, but yeah, I mean, he'll be looking at some point. 15 is Sturridge, right? And now we can probably stop there, I reckon. Unless there's anybody else. Sturridge?
He was underused. I feel sorry for him. You know, when he comes on, he does, you know, sod all for 80% of the game, but it's just that one moment of magic that turns it on.
Keep or sell?
Keep.
Without a doubt,
you gotta keep him.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. I was going to stop at 15, but there's also number 19, Sadio Mane.
There's also 18. You've forgotten 18, really important one.
Is that who I think? Who's 18? God, oh shit! Oh god, yeah.
Moreno
for that open goal. I give him 9 out of 10 for making me laugh so much. The two open goals, actually, not. And Sadio Mane is like Mane's a 10. As near as nearest, almost a perfect season for him.
Yeah.
Just a shame. There's Divock Origi and and Lucas Leiva, I guess they're the only two that would, Divock Origi, Lucas Leiva, and Emre Can. So Divock Origi, 4 for me.
4, yeah, I think it's reasonable.
I'd probably say 5, but yeah. He brings the ball down, he holds it up, but.
So for you, Emre Can. Overall for you then?
Emre Can, what, the overall rating?
Yeah.
5. Venice? Yeah, I'll give him a 5. Like, based on the season.
I would have said 6 as well, or 7.
6, 7?
Yeah.
I would have gone for 7, definitely.
But I think, I think he had such a blinding end to last season that I think that's a bit of a disappointment. So yeah. I think that's where the disappointment comes in. And Lucas Leiva, I just want him to leave. I couldn't care less. I'll give him a 10 if it means he leaves. And there's rumors he might be staying as well. Klopp wants to
leave. Do you guys want him to leave?
I want him to leave. There's no point in him. It's just.
He's good in the dressing room, apparently. That sounds dirty. He's a good spirit to have around the dressing room and around the training.
And if you need Lucas Leiva to lift your spirits to perform better, then we've got bigger issues than that. I think he should just move, man. It's becoming like where we pander to everything. He does an assist. It's like, well, if there's a goal, whatever. I don't know. I think it's time to cut our losses with him, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a servant. He's been a servant. And actually, there are games where he's been thrown in at centre defence, you know, tallest centre defender I've ever seen. And one or two games, I can't remember where they are, but he's actually put in a good shift and had a good game.
I think he can do do a decent job if he wants elsewhere.
Yeah, if he goes elsewhere. I mean, I just think with him, he's just going to be, I mean, I think for his career, he's quite young, actually. He's younger than most people think. He's like 31, I think. He's been savaged by injuries. I think it's time for him to move, cut his losses. He's done his 10 years. Good on him for surviving, doing well. He's seen a lot from those 10 years. Goodbye, good riddance, I think.
I think goodbye, yes. I think it's enough, you know, he's been a good servant and he's done his time, but I don't think good riddance.
I think he's a symptom of how bad the squad is. When you look at how Lucas is still getting a game, or still in the squad, in the first, when the team's
completely. I mean, I think we're all in agreement that the squad is extremely thin.
I think a sign for me, if he's not there, and we've got players like Grujic who's been injured, and like Kevin Stewart can go anyway. I mean, I've gone off him now. But
Markovic.
Grujic came on in one of the games, didn't he? And he hit the bar or did a save or something, or he made the keeper do a good save. But in terms of, if leaving Liverpool for a minute, what's your non-Liverpool player of the season?
What's the non-Liverpool player of the season?
Somebody who doesn't play for Liverpool, Sammy.
Oh, that's easy. It's easy. He cost $30 million and he won them the league. Kante.
Kante's a good shout, but I would actually say a player that should have been at Liverpool.
Dele Alli.
Yeah.
From midfield, the guy scored, nearly 20 goals? He's carried that team. He's created half of their goals this season. The guy's been a beast.
So I was chatting with someone today about it, and he doesn't rate him that highly. And I said, well, I do. So where would he play? Where would he fit in Liverpool's team now, considering that Klopp likes to play a 4-3-3? Who does he replace? Forget the signings that are coming, or potential signings. Who does he replace? Lallana. Every day of the week I say Lallana, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Henderson.
I think that's an interesting
one. Lallana's on one wing or another, but Ali's in the middle.
I love how Sammy turns him into an Arab going, Ali. Dilly Ali.
Anyone want to add anything about the review, Suf? Everybody wants to hear your John Bonds accent, man.
That sounded just like John Barnes.
I think we've got it covered. I think Kante, probably for me, outside of Liverpool, is probably the standout performer. I just think that the impact he has on any team that he plays for is phenomenal.
He just cleans
up.
Back to Liverpool again. Grade the team. Just one grade for the team overall, one grade for the manager overall. Because that's going to be interesting. There's going to be a little bit of difference on this, I reckon. Start with you, okay. Sof, I guess.
team 6, manager 7 because of his stubbornness.
Okay. Sammy?
Like we said when we were debating to start with, yeah, I said I think team 6. I'm disappointed in retrospect with our finishing position. Would have taken it prospectively from the beginning, but I'm disappointed with how we finished. So team 6. And I've mentioned it before in our other pods. I'm not a Klopp fan, and I think the Sacco saga has been a huge stain on his integrity. And I think if he'd swallowed his pride and somehow shown leadership by managing to bring in the best defender that we've got, arguably the top three defenders in the league. We needed him desperately, and he put his stubbornness ahead of the good of the team and the good of the club, and putting Lovren, the hopeless Lovren, instead. So, given that integrity, I'm going to give Klopp a 4.
Bloody hell. Kareem?
It's a bit harsh, Sammy. Really harsh.
He's got him to the Champions League and he's giving him a 4.
Exactly. I know. It's almost as harsh.
Sammy basing it. He's not basing it on his performance throughout the season. He's basing it on an individual decision that we all agree with Sammy that we.
No, I've got the other major problem I've got with Klopp is the in-game management. He does never have a plan B. So when we're not doing it, you can be sure that we're not going
to. That'll get addressed when we talk transfers, I think. But
okay, whilst I agree with that, I would give Klopp a higher rating than I would give the squad. I would give the squad probably a 6 and Klopp probably a 7. And I think the reason why I would give Klopp a higher rating than the squad is he did change the way we played. Not in game, but from the start of games in the last 5, 6, 7 games of the season. And we crawled over the finish line, not because of the players, but because of Klopp. And I think that puts him on a higher level than the squad in itself.
I agree. I think his tactics, his changes to the tactics got us over the finish line, because I don't think those players would have gotten us over.
Totally agree. I'm pretty much with Kareem as well. 6 for the team. And a 7 for Klopp. Just, I understand the Sacco thing. No, it's the spite face. And if we hadn't made, I'm going to call it Champions League. I can't be bothered to say Champions League playoff. But if we hadn't made the Champions League, then we could have pointed the finger at Klopp and said, right, mate, then I'll be looking at a four for that. Because he got us to the bare minimum expectation.
It's papering over the cracks.
Yeah. Right, so speaking of papering over the cracks, it's transfer window time. There's a couple of deals that have been done that we. Okay,
what are we going to do here? I'm going to do Hero and we're done.
Do you want to do that season. Now? You can swear. I was hoping to style it out till it was nearer.
No, because we're doing this. We're doing the reflective part, and then we're going to start talking about.
Okay.
Signings. So just to finish off the season, Hero and Badon of the season.
Hero, Mane, Bidon, Lovren.
Yeah, it's really easy.
It's another unanimous decision. Unless you're going with something else.
No, I disagree with you.
Go on. So your hero is going to be Mane, right?
Nope.
Unless it's the woman who makes us that chocolate cake in the open
anchor. Talk about that.
Oh yeah, sorry.
What's that?
Have you changed your mind?
I can't remember telling you. My hero of the season is Saka, because he has taken it on the chin.
He hasn't taken it on the chin, though, has he? He's been doing a little snide little Instagram here and Instagram there.
That's nothing. And the handshaking thing with Benteke was nothing. In fact, Benteke ran all the way across the pitch to him. What was he supposed to do? Keep his hands in his pockets? All of that's nothing. He was ostracized. If if that happens to any of us in any of our jobs, would be mouthing off some fella in Orlando went and killed his mates because it happened to him a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I read that.
Good lad. He's shown a lot of bravery. He's my hero of the season.
So conversely, I'm going to guess what your villain of the season is.
Well, I've already marked Klopp as 4 out of 10, but actually worse than Klopp was FSG because the signings and the mediocrity and the silence in the transfer market and the making a profit is an insult to the club.
I'll be honest with you. I think I don't hold FSG entirely to blame for last summer's transfers.
Or January.
I think Klopp probably turned around and said, I could probably get us into the Champions League with this squad. I don't need to spend too much. I want to spend once I get into the Champions League. And that's why there's rumors of us spending 60 million on a defender now, because he's got us into the Champions League. But I think part of it is Klopp. I don't think it's entirely FSG.
Perfect segue. Transfers.
Go for it.
So allegedly we're spending, depending on what you read, I've been told differently. I've been told it's nearer 52. It's like 44 and then an 8. 8 million's add on 44 for Van Dijk. So what Suff is saying is, again, is that he's said to the, I think now we're starting to understand why he may have not spent in January or may have not spent as much. And then he said maybe he did try and get us into the top, say, look, I'll get you into the top four with this player. So if I get you into this top four of the players, we upgrade.
If what you said is true, it was a great bloody gamble. But if it didn't pay off, we'd be screwed.
We'd be in complete irreversible decline, because that'll be yet another year, and then we would have finished fifth or sixth.
I think you're absolutely right that we really should be looking at players with good injury records, which brings us nicely on to Salah, pronounced Salah.
Right, can we just pause here for that? Just, can you pronounce it again for those who can't pronounce it properly?
Salah.
So it's not Salah. Salah. It's not Salah. It's not Salah. It's Salah. Think of it when you've had a nice drink and you go, ah, just add that at the end of Salah and you've got Salah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, exactly.
Funny story. My missus, she's new to the UK, and I told her to Google the prayer times. And there's a website called Salah Times, SalahTimes, Salah Times. And she goes, oh, I found it. It's called Salah Times. I don't think that most people will understand that joke.
Yeah, actually, in the Arabs will get that. But, yeah, I mean, I'm buzzing about this. For me, I personally don't, I know it fell through in 13, 14. As an Egyptian, I'm buzzing that he's joining the club. Massive moment for the country. Like a guy that, I mean, the fee is going to be around 40 million euros, give or take.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's huge. That's our most expensive player by a mile. And there's been a lot of dodgy Egyptian players that have made it here that have actually let the country down, like Mido and Amrazeki, for one. Amrazeki started off well, then turned into Mido, and Mido was just Mido. And there was also, if you remember, there was a guy called Hossam Ghaly who played for Tottenham, and he came off the bench. He was playing in a game in the cup, and I think somebody got sent off. So he came on as a sub in the game, and somebody got sent off. So I think Martin Yol, whoever the manager was at the time, substituted Hossam Ghaly. So it was a sub, got subbed off, and he got pissed off, and he took his shirt and threw it to the ground and walked off, and that killed his career with Spurs. Obviously, you don't do that in this country, throwing a shirt to the ground. So, I mean, it'd be good. I mean, Mohamedi's been okay. Ramadan Subhi, the jury's still out. Apparently, we've been linked with him as well, actually. It'd be quite funny. Mohamed Nini, I don't rate. I think he's all right. He's all right. He's nothing amazing. Nothing special. But it's Salah.
Good squad player.
Salah's record this season is fantastic, and he's lightning quick.
He is. And I'll tell you what, in the African Cup, he was just amazing.
You're going to get a player who works his socks off, which is why the rumour is that Klopp actually asked for this deal to be done. I mean, he's lightning quick. Him and Mane on either side a Firmino or a Sturridge, depending on who plays, is going to be lightning. I mean, lightning quick. I mean, he had a difficult time at Chelsea, but I think he was just bought just for us not to buy him.
Yeah, he was, because the writing was on the walls. I mean, they took him off us, and then what did he? But Mourinho came out and said, you know, did he say something about he was a priority subject in the squad or whatever, and then nothing came of it.
Yeah, exactly. He just bought him. I mean, he did score against Arsenal in a 6-0 win, but his record is tremendous. I mean, he assists, he's fast.
And his injury record. This is the other thing, you know. Like this is why I talked about him. He's never had a long term injury.
Touch wood.
And he's 26 years old, and he's Egyptian, and we love getting injured, and he's not had one.
23 years old. Sorry.
How old is he?
23, isn't he?
He's 24.
He's just turned 24. Then. Yeah, he turned 24 on the 15th. He turns 24 on the 15th of June.
Okay, so very young.
Excellent. Oh no, he is 24. Sorry, and he turns 25 on the 15th of June. My bad, got it wrong.
I read. So he's, I mean, neither here nor there, I guess. But he's not had long term injuries, and this is something that we've traditionally had problems with. We sign players who love the physio table, and especially quick players, right? Especially players who work really hard, tend to love the physio table. And if he's one of those that works hard but is not injured half the time, then I think that's a real asset to us.
And especially, I think if he joined Liverpool in that season, maybe he might not have been ready, because he was young, just coming off Basel. So I think he was able to go from Chelsea, the nightmare at Chelsea, to go to rebuild his career at Fiorentina and then Roma. And he's done really well at Roma. They're gutted to see him go. They've got financial issues. Otherwise, they'd be playing a lot more hardball. I mean, I think the deal's going to be announced this week. But, I mean, him and Marnie on either side will be sensational. Obviously, we don't have to worry about the African nations until Jan 19, I think. So we don't have to deal with the fume there, especially as we've been linked.
They're going to kick off then, aren't they?
Yeah, especially because we've been linked with this Naby Keita.
Yeah.
Who I haven't seen play, so I've got no idea what kind of a player he is, but people are saying he's great. Has anybody seen him play? He's another African for January 19th.
Just the YouTube videos. That's about it. I haven't actually watched him play a game.
Any good?
It looks very impressive. He's great control, pacey, strong on the ball. A great passing range as well. I understand why Klopp wants him. He's basically...
Bannon was good on YouTube and it's been bins.
Imagine he's got the same like physical... Like, he's basically... He looks like Wijnaldum on the pitch, like stature-wise, but he's just faster and with a bit more skill.
Oh, brilliant. You can see why Klopp wants him. He's a Klopp player, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's another African and another Muslim. Mm. That's for all the UKippers out there, that means we're going to have potentially four Muslims at the team. And I think we've been linked with that other one called, is his name Keita Balde? That's another one. He plays wide forward as well. So it's five Africans, is it? That's going to be interesting. Sorry, not five Africans. Four Africans. So I hope we're going to build up the squad around it. We've also been linked with a left back that nobody really wants, because we missed out on a left back that some of us wanted, I guess, which is that Sessegnon. I never really knew much about him. I think he scored like three or four in one game against Newcastle, and that's about it. Young kid. We got, the rumour is we told him that he wanted to be under 23s, and Spurs said he wanted to be first team, so he joined Spurs. So we've linked with that Robertson guy who I don't really rate.
It's another Dele Alli then. They've nicked another one from under our noses. Spurs getting the players in. Well done.
Great manager. Great team, to be fair. I mean, they're going to do well next.
So this is the Hull guy, yeah?
Yeah, Robertson. I don't know much. To be fair, I only watched Hull twice a season. Actually, no, I watched
the left back, not the right back.
Left back. What is it? Left back, sorry. I got it wrong.
Left back.
Yeah, I don't
right back to the Egyptian guy.
I don't get it. Oh, you mean, he got sent off against us, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Mohammed.
Otherwise,
the left back's been a problem, and we were just having this debate earlier today, weren't we? we haven't had a left back, decent left back for decades. Not just years, decades.
Yeah, we were discussing this. I can't think of one, to be honest. Like, decent as in, like, for instance, like, when Rob Jones came on the scene, that's what an amazing right-back was.
No, there hasn't been. Okay, our better one, but he's, you know, he had issues as well, didn't he? He wasn't great.
This is really harsh on Andrea De Senna, guys. He was quality.
He scored against Man U and Real Madrid in the same week.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, dear God.
Got nicked for the pinching things from Harrods.
Oh, did he?
Do you remember? Yeah.
Was that him? Who was it? Yeah. Who was it who stole the toilet seat? Somebody stole the toilet seat from B&Q, I'm telling you. Glenn Johnson, that was it. Glenn Johnson stole a toilet seat from...
Yeah, it's Glenn Johnson, yeah.
Right.
We haven't had a decent left back, basically.
It's looking like we're still not going to have a decent left back, but I think we probably need to... I mean, if we get Keita in midfield, we still need, I would think, a world-class striker. There's been lots of talk about James Rodriguez recently. I don't know what you guys feel about that, whether that's a realistic target.
No,
he's not really a striker. We need a proper out and outer, though. He's not really an out and outer. The one out and outer we've discussed that we all agree should buy is going to Paris. But there is
the other guy. The other guy at Celtic,
Usama Dembele.
Moussa Dembele.
Sorry. Oh, I'd take either Dembele, to be honest.
Moussa Dembele, I think, would be. A gamble.
Do we need an out-and-out striker? Will that fit into our game?
Yes,
we do. Two of our front three go to the African nations.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on Sturridge at the moment. There's no suitors for Sturridge because a guy that I would have liked to have gone for if we had sold Sturridge is going to West Ham, from what I heard, 20 million in the Nacho, but he's another African as well, so... That'd be three going to the African nations. He plays for Nigeria, right?
Yeah, Hinacho, the Man City player.
Yeah, I would have liked. I think he's got potential if he gets games to be a really good player.
I would keep Sturridge.
I would as well. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's whether FSG will take a gamble with that 150 a week. He's still got a few years left.
Mate, they took a gamble on 100 a week on the centre back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, good point. But there's this thing going around on Twitter at the moment, which is quite bizarre about transfers, and it's basically very very what is it when you say very it's like kind of it's not actually giving the player's name, and it's just going around saying that wait till you see what Klopp's got in store for the fans. I'm hoping he's not talking about that Robertson guy from Hull.
I hope it's Douglas Costa.
Where is he going to play?
Where do we need Douglas Costa?
I just want to have options. It's nice to have options.
You agree? Yeah,
but we don't have a quality first team.
We need a defensive midfielder.
But if you think about it, if Mane gets injured, do you want Lallana coming in or Douglas Costa coming in?
Douglas Costa won't sit on the bench.
But he won't have to. I want two squads. How Mourinho used to have it. He used to have a Premier League squad and a Champions League squad. And when all these Africans that we buy bugger off to the African Cup of Nations, which as an African, it upsets me that we have a cup every 2 years costing. Anyway, doesn't matter. When they all bugger off, I know I've got South Americans to cover.
What did you just say?
Yeah, I'm astounded myself.
No, it shouldn't be every 2 years. It devalues the country.
No, but we explained why it was, is to help those countries develop.
Episode six devalues the competition. I'm sorry, it devalues the competition.
But the actual cryptic is the word I was looking for. That's it, cryptic. Wait until you see who else FSG and Klopp are working on. Gloves off. And this was like yesterday. I've seen that go around. I mean, Douglas Costa's available.
Pat him. It's BS, I'm afraid. I mean, it's very easy. He's in the nose.
you know, I'm not going to mention his name, Indy Kyla, but you know that some of these in the knows are just complete mumbo jumbo.
The guy I get my stuff off, like, he knows it all.
What, Maka?
No, not at all. Not at all.
The only player I realistically think that we could sign that would trump Salah would be Aubameyang.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The guy that you guys should follow, by the way, for all your transfer stuff is Graham Kelly. He gets, like, he's pretty much spot on with his stuff. Have a look, follow him. I'll give him a shout out because he's the person that if I hear something, I run it by him before I tell you lot.
So I would agree with you, Suf. I think all of us, if we sign Aubameyang, we'll all be happy with the summer.
Happy, mate, happy. Happy's not even in I'll be happy. I'll be happier than Pharrell. I'll be over the moon. I'll be then setting next season's expectation when we do the preseason pod or the first pod of the next season. I'll be saying league. I won't be saying Champions League.
So yes, okay. Now Safwan's argument to me has always been that we're not going to sign Aubameyang because Klopp doesn't sign previous players that he's signed. I'm not convinced that that is a valid argument for why we're not going to sign him.
Find out.
Why wouldn't he sign his previous player?
Hold on, I'm going to find it. I'm going to find you the quote. He said it in a TV interview. Hold on.
While you're finding the article, right? One thing we did at the very first pod is we went through. Sophie went on it, so it was me, Sammy, and Kareem. We did our pre-season predictions, just to see how much we know about football. I'll rattle them off quickly. Sammy went for champions Chelsea, second Man U, third Liverpool, fourth City. Kareem went for United, champions City, runners-up Chelsea, then Liverpool. I went for City, United, Chelsea, Spurs, with us in fifth. Sammy predicted Arsenal. Arsenal seventh. Kareem predicted Arsenal sixth, with Spurs in fifth. And I predicted Arsenal sixth, with Liverpool in fifth. And Sammy predicted Spurs fifth. Sammy predicted Leicester would finish 17th. Kareem 11th, and me top 10. And relegation, we're pretty good on, actually. Well, almost good on. Actually, not really. Sammy said Burnley, Hull, and Swansea. So 1 out of 3. Kareem said Hull, Burnley, Sunderland, 2 out of 3. And I said Hull, Swansea, Burnley, 1 out of 3. Kareem's surprise team was West Ham. And mine and Sammy's surprise team was Middlesbrough. So.
Nothing surprising there.
Expected
United.
Can you tweet this picture? A picture of our predictions.
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah, I've got it on a note thing on the iPhone. So I'll predict.
So it shows
we know we pretty much know nothing.
We all thought Pogba and Ibrahimovic, what was his name, Ibrahimovic, was going to do it for United.
Yeah, to be fair,
Ibrahimovic did.
He did. He delivered. It's a shame it ended that way. He's the one Man United player I don't mind, actually. Fairly good about him, like the way it ended, because his career's, Man United have decided not to renew his contract anyway, which I think is a bit shit.
If I were him, I would go to the MLS now, get one final pay packet.
Yeah, he's earned it, his career.
Yeah.
Have you found your search stuff?
I can't find the text. I think I'll have to do it another time, maybe for the next pod.
No, we'll take your word for it anyway. But for me, like, I've been buzzing since the Salah signing, like potential signing. Once it gets announced, I think the rumor is this week. I know Salah's playing for in the African Nations qualifier, I think Sunday or Saturday against Tunisia. They'll announce it, and then in the summer preseason, there'll be the picture with Klopp in the shirt. So I'll have to wait until then to find out what shirt number he's going to get. Then we'll have the cringing.
The 8.
Pardon?
The 8.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. Giving him 8 is a bit too much. The fans, you know. I mean, you've already got fans moaning that he turned us down because of Chelsea. And can we just get that right? He did not turn us down. We snaked the fee. So, and there's like there's some retarded comments on there about it, about stuff like that. So I'm buzzing on that signing. And we'll have the cringe-worthy LFC TV interview where it's like, oh, where were you in Istanbul? And did you support Liverpool as a kid and all that rubbish and all that? But yeah, so I think we've covered pretty much. Anybody else want to add anything?
Just one quick one. What do we think of the new shirt?
I saw it on you. It looks all right, actually. I like it.
And it looked wonderful.
It looked great. It looked all right. You ruined last year's shirt for me. Cause I didn't
realize that it was spandex and skin tight until Sammy put it on. But,
One thing, why is the badge gold and the writing in white? It just looks a bit weird, but maybe that's a lot.
They need to fix that.
And what about the away strip? It's growing on me now. Because I'm going to get a name on a shirt, obviously, for the first time in years. Since Salah. Salah, without a doubt, Salah. Without a doubt.
Salah.
My missus has ordered one, and I might even get a couple. I might even get the away shirt with Salah.
No.
There you go. Right, so I reckon... So this has been our first season of Oilfield the Knicks. We've done 11 episodes, one for every player in the team. Hope everybody enjoyed it, and we can't wait to chat about winning the title next season. Goodbye from me.
Goodbye from all of us. When are we gonna? We can still have a pod in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, we're
gonna.
I think so. Yeah, we'll do a like a summer pod. I reckon once we've signed everybody we need to sign. Maybe around the Champions League. I don't know. We'll work it out. We'll definitely do one in the summer. Maybe one or two, depends. But yeah. So goodbye from all of us, and Ramadan Kareem to everyone who's fasting, and peace out to everybody who isn't.
Thanks for joining us all.
Thank you.
Thanks for sorting it out.
See ya.
All the best to you guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Network.